views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Flagstaff, Tucson, Arizona. Yeah, I think I covered it all there, just about. Hey, this is Brother Mike back on the radio. Welcome to Hardcore Christianity. You are about to listen to the nastiest Christian radio broadcast in the country. And this is the only Christian radio program in the United States where you're going to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Our Bible study today, homosexuality. Oh man, you can't miss this. Would you do me a favor and pick up the telephone right now and give somebody a call? I'm telling them about the program. It's on right now. I'll give you about a minute and a half there while I make a couple of announcements. Would you pick up the phone and call now, please? And thank you. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to FamilyValuesRadio.net. You can catch this program all over the world, of course, on the internet. FamilyValuesRadio.net. Click to listen now. Sunday night is our healing and deliverance service at the House of Healing, right on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Please do not miss this service, and please bring somebody who's sick. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor for 23 years in the Phoenix metropolitan area. I worked in the field of rehabilitation for 25 years. If you need counseling and you cannot afford to get it, you can get those services free by calling the ministry hotline, 602-636-5800. That's an easy number to remember, 636-5800. Call now and get on the list for free counseling services. If you call today, I'll put you on the list tonight, and it will be, you know, I'm saying about a week or so before I can get you in, okay? Please call today. May God richly bless you. Don't forget about the website at hardcorechristianity.com and the seminar on October 24th at the Ramada Inn. Please call today and sign up. It will be a sellout because the seminar is free. All right, but you will need to call in 636-5800 and make a reservation. Demons, Devils, and Spiritual Warfare Conference, Ramada Inn, October 24th. Homosexuality. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, it's sweeping the country. It's unbelievable, is it not? Homosexuality is a remarkable phenomenon in the new United States of America and the world. It's absolutely incredible. Homosexuality and bisexuality are interesting phenomena, are they not? Did you catch some of these newspaper articles? Here's the Christian Post. They did published a survey there. It says, quote, Americans are nearly equally divided on whether homosexuality is a sin or not, according to Lifeway Research Surveys. 48% agree it's a sin. 45% say it is not. 61% of Protestants believe homosexuality is a sin. 79% of born-again evangelical or fundamentalists believe it's a sin. 55% of Roman Catholics believe it is not a sin. Here's another article that came out recently in the National Post. Says, quote, a Toronto area church ordained Canada's first Lutheran gay pastor this week, despite violating a policy set by its own denomination. Leaders of the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Newmarket, Ontario, appointed Lionel Catola, who's married to another man, as an associate pastor, claiming the church's people called for the move. Although there have been more than a dozen such ordinations in the United States, it is the first for Canada's Lutheran Church. Homosexuality invading church denominations now, becoming absolutely normal, common practice. It's very common for homosexuality to be in church denominations now. Here's another one that was very interesting that came out a few months ago in the Washington Blade. Back in the 80s, Ray Bolts was an extremely popular Christian artist and Christian worship singer and musician. Apparently, according to the article, he was married for 33 years. And he had four children, and during the entire time he was married, he was gay. He was on Prozac, antidepressants, and for a time he was suicidal and was in therapy for years, the article says. Mr. Bolt says, quote, I basically lived an ex-gay life. I read every book. I read all the scriptures they use. I did everything to try to change. His physical relationship with his wife, however, was not torturous, the article says. It says it helped that he felt genuine affection for her, but he did not feel any sexual desire. In other words, he went on to explain that they had intercourse during his relationship because he loved her and wanted to make her happy, and he enjoyed being intimate with her. He concludes the article. It says, quote, Ray Bolt says, quote, if this is the way God made me, then this is the way I'm going to live. It's not like God made me this way and he'll send me to hell if I am who he created me to be. I really feel closer to God because I no longer hate myself because I came out of the closet, so to speak. Here's another article that came out in the Huffington Post. It says, quote, a 21-year-old host of a Christian music television show has announced that he is gay. Azariah Southworth, host of the syndicated youth show The Remix, made the announcement last week in Out and About. That is a lesbian gay magazine. To Southworth's surprise, he said, he received a flood of support from churchgoers, though he anticipates opposition coming. Quote, I know I will be cut off from many within the Christian community, and if so, then they don't get the point of the life of Christ, he said. Folks, homosexuality is running amok in our society, and the Bible clearly says that it is a sin. However, it does not say that it is a greater sin than adultery or other sins. All right, but it is definitely a sin. Turning to Romans chapter 1, verse 26. In chapter 1, as you know, Paul describes the state of humanity in general, and now he focuses on a section of humanity which was homosexuals, lesbians, and gays. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections. Now in the Greek, that means dishonorable passions. It says, quote, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. That was actually mistranslated. The word for women there in the Greek text was females. Verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the females, burned in their lust toward one another, men working with men, that which is unseemly, okay, and receiving in themselves a recompense of the error which was meet or which was appropriate. And they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Adokomos is the Greek word. The phrase there, nous adokomos, means a mind that has been rejected as worthless. A reprobate mind, rejected by God as worthless. And it says here, they went on to do those things which are not convenient. In the Greek text, it means proper. And then he goes on to say that they were filled with a laundry list of sins. And he goes down the laundry list: unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whispers, backbiters, hater of God, deceitful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents without understanding, and covenant breakers without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. That was the list. Sorry I had to read that so fast, but when you're on the radio, you don't have a lot of time. I had to read that quickly there. But anyway, let me break this down for you just for one quick second, okay? Now, this will surprise you. This is going to shock you, okay? Just pull over, in fact, if you're in a car, because this is going to kill you. Sexual sins are broken down in the New Testament a little bit differently than they were in the Old Testament, but not much, okay? It's basically the same. In the Old Testament, moikia is the Greek word for adultery. In the Old Testament, adultery was considered almost in whole as having sexual relations with somebody else's wife or husband. That was called adultery. In the New Testament, Jesus expanded the definition of adultery, moikia, to mean heterosexual sex of any kind. That means sexual intercourse or having an affair with someone who is of the opposite sex. That's adultery. Whether you're married or not, that's adultery. All right? In this list that Paul gives us, he mentions fornication. That is the key word. Porneia is the Greek word for fornication, and that means all forms of inappropriate sexual activity. So if you can think of anything that's sexual, that's a sin, including adultery, that is fornication. Anything at all, just off the top of your head. Pornography, bestiality, pedophilia, etc., etc. Well, in this list, Paul gives anomia, moichia, adikia, pornea, keikia, parabesis. These Greek words are like pieces of a pie. The pie itself is fornication or pornea. A piece of the pie, for example, would be adultery. Another piece of it would be unrighteousness. Another piece would be adultery, moichia, and so on. So, for example, bestiality and pedophilia would not be considered adultery, but would be classified as fornication. Spiritual idolatry is fornication, spiritual fornication, clearly outlined in numerous passages in the Old Testament. You can spiritually fornicate and physically fornicate. So if your husband or wife is staring at pornography at 2 a.m. on the computer, that is definitely fornication, but it may not be adultery. If it's heterosexual pornography, it would be moichia. If it is pedophilia or bestiality or something else, it would still be fornication, but it would be classified as another piece of the pie. Paul is explaining here that homosexuality is pornea or fornication. And so God is calling you to understand that you must repent of all forms of fornication, and that homosexuality, same-sex sexual activities, is as sinful as anything else. And he makes that long list of sins that humanity must repent of. Now, the Lord is going to ask you to repent today, and if you will do that, you will be delivered from unclean spirits of sexual perversion, fornication demons. They're unclean spirits that get into the body and they push people to do things that they don't want to do. God wants to heal you today, 602-636-5800, of fornication, which means all types of sexual immorality, any kind you can be delivered of. He wants to heal you today. He wants to deliver you today. If you will make that call, God will heal you and save you. 602-636-5800. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. The Lord wants to deliver you today. It's Monday. It's time for you to make that call. My ride's on the roof. I got to go. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.